Going on, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about NBA 2K23, or the PGA game and the NBA game. We're going to talk first about the NBA game and the release that just happened on July 28th of 2023. They released 10 cards, all dark matter. And some of them look like they could be pretty darn glitchy. But let's be honest. Let's get right into the show and start off with the first guy on the list. All these stats and everything are coming from 2kdatabase.net. So let's jump right into it. We have a primary shooting guard slash point guard, Tracy McGrady. Obviously coming out 99 offense, 99 defense, coming in at a height of 6'8" with a 7'2" wingspan, and also coming in with 64 Hall of Fame badges. That is incredible. These are all end game cards for sure, so don't get it wrong. Every single stat on his is 99, and every single badge basically possible is on this card. These are end game cards through and through. So you have Tracy McGrady as your first one. And we're going to hop right into the second one here. And it's going to be a Kawhi Leonard shooting guard slash point guard. So it's a little bit out of the realm for him, considering nowadays he normally fits in that probably small forward. Sometimes he'll play a little bit of a power forward position depending on what type of size that they want on the court with the Clippers when he is on the court. Again, coming in with 64 Hall of Fame badges, as many as you can get, and 99s across the board for every single stat. So he's going to be another phenomenal player. We're going to keep looking through all of these cards and getting their stats down, and then we'll go into the prices on the game. So just back out here real quick, keep our stats going, and the third card will be a Anthony Davis power forward slash small forward. So again, a little bit out of position, but the power forward is somewhat where he would land with only being 6'10". He does play center most of the time for the Lakers, but this is a Pelicans card. So if you do any sort of like of a theme team type thing, you would fit him actually on the Pelicans and not on the Lakers. But coming in again, 99s across the board, 64 Hall of Fame badges. These are end game cards, 100%. He's going to have the speed. He's going to be able to pull up from any part of the floor that you wish for him to do so. Then you move into the fourth player. The fourth player is going to be a power forward slash small forward in Kevin Garnett, who normally, again, would be a center. Normal, like in his normal position, but now in the end game, this is where he will be. He will be right in line with everybody else, 64 Hall of Fame badges and 99s across the board. Every single card in these end game, in the end game set, is obviously end game, so it means that they're going to be the best of the best cards. But now we are moving into the invincible cards that came out also on Friday. We're going to start off with a center slash power forward of Mark Eaton. So he's actually in the correct positioning, and he is 7'4", and he's got 99 and 99 defense. But coming in with only 55 Hall of Fame badges and 6 gold badges. He has pretty much all the finishing badges that you want other than Giant Slayer, even though he is a giant, so he'll be able to shoot over pretty much anybody. shooting badges. He has quite a few, actually, honestly. He's got the Hall of Fame, Limitless Range, Deadeye, Corner Specialist. So he's going to be able to make threes. He's only got Golden Blinders, but you can upgrade that if you would like. He's got Clam Breaker, so he's going to be able to dribble. And when you come in here, he's really got 99s across the board, other than a three-point shot at 97 and speed at 98, along with acceleration at 98. Everywhere else, it's just straight 99s until you get to playmaking, where speed with ball is 98, ball handling a 98, pass accuracy and passing IQ at 98, and then passer vision at 97. So all in all, still a very good card, a large guy, a very tall guy that can do whatever you really want him to do when it comes to handling the ball. And he's a center, so he's going to be a lot bigger than everybody else. Let's move in to the next card here. And we got Glenn Rice, shooting guard / small forward, which is exactly where he should be at 6'7", with a 6'9 wingspan. He's coming in with 55 Hall of Fame badges and 7 gold badges. 99's pretty well across the board. His block is only at a 98, and his offensive rebounding is at a 98, with ball handle, passing accuracy, and passing IQ at 98, and then passer vision at a 97. So all in all, very good. He's going to finish pretty much everything that you want him to within reason. His shooting is going to be top notch, as always, with a card of his caliber. And he's going to do whatever you really want him to do. He's going to play great defense. He's just great all-around card. Again, for an endgame card, you should have, everybody should have an all-around card. Let's move into the next card here. We have a 99 overall small forward / shooting guard, Jonathan Isaac. I would prefer to see him with a power forward designation on that, because he is 6'11", and he would fit in good as a shooting power forward, but then again, everybody will now that you're at end game. But 55 Hall of Fame and 7 gold badges, just like everybody else. His hustle's only at a 98. Everything else is good until you get to passing accuracy, passing vision, and passing IQ all at 98. And then a 98 also for offensive rebounding, but has all the good shooting badges other than clutch shooter, which can be upgraded. Great finisher, good playmaker, defensive badges, every single one, Hall of Fame. Can't go wrong with this card either. And then we got finally our last invincible card that came out on the 28th. Is a 99 overall center / power forward of Manute Bol is 7'7", a large man with 8'5" wingspan. Just incredible. 55 Hall of Fame badges, 6 gold badges, 98 speed, 98 acceleration, and a card like this is going to be dominant. He's going to be absolutely dominant. Nothing wrong with anything on this card. 97s on ball handling and passing accuracy. 95 on passer vision. Still a phenomenal card. You can't go wrong with this. He's going to shoot with... he's not going to have a pretty shot for him, but he will be able to shoot. You can dribble with him nonstop. Just really a good card all around with the type of height that you're going to get. Let's move in. There's two more, and they both come from Season 8. You're going to get a center / power forward, George Mirasan. Again, 7'7", another very large man. 7'1 wingspan, just a big guy. 40 Hall of Fame badges, though, only, and 12 gold badges. So you're cutting down on the badges the further we go now. And his stats get cut down a little bit too. You're not finding 99s across the board on these cards. You're finding good stats, but not great. he's only got an 86 three-point shot. He's only got a 70 shot IQ. He's got mid-90s for most things. His speed's a 90, so he's still going to be quick. He's going to be a quick big boy, but he's not going to be like super fast where he's going to just sprint up and down the court and beat everybody every single possession. His steals at a 70, everything else, low 90s, mid 90s, high 90s, 86 ball handle, passer vision of 71, and his intangibles are a little low at 70. So a little bit lesser of a card, but it's also not necessarily an endgame built card. He has decent badges. He's got limitless range Hall of Fame, but he doesn't have clutch shoot or dead eye on the Hall of Fame or green machine, but you can upgrade that to a Hall of Fame without much work. He's really good defensive player though. If you need a defensive center, you don't necessarily need him to score. That's my type of play. If my centers are going to score, it's going to be rebound and a dunk. I don't play where I have them extended way out and where they can score nonstop, chucking threes. So all in all, that card would be better suited for me than it may be for other people who would like to shoot long, deep threes with their center. So we're going to jump in to the final card now. And that's going to be RJ Barrett at shooting guard / small forward. Again, the perfect setup for this card. He's 6'6 with a 6'10 wingspan. And he's coming at us today with 40 Hall of Fame badges and 19 gold badges. He's decent all the way through. Upper 90s for most, lower 90s for some. Strength's got a 92, hustle a 90. The shot IQ is not very good. At only 40, it's kind of a low stat for him. His post moves and his hands are a little bit low in the mid to upper 80s, I'm sorry. But everything else is real decent in the 90s. Again, this isn't necessarily an endgame card, but it's still a very good card, without a doubt. You can look at his badges and on all, you can upgrade everything that you need to get where you want him to be. He has all the good Hall of Fame shooting badge, all the good shooting badges maxed out at Hall of Fame. Playmaking badges are fine. You don't really need any of the ones that he doesn't have maxed out. But if you do want like Floor General or Dimer, you obviously can feel free to do that. Defensive badges, he's fine. He's got clamps. He's got an interceptor, pick dodger, pogo stick, rebound chaser. Those are like the three big ones that I would want a guy to have. So, all in all, those cards are phenomenal cards. I didn't see any of them that were too terrible that I was like, well, we can't have that, you know. I didn't see any of them like that. So looking in at Anthony Davis's cards on the game now to check out their pricing, we find that nobody really has him up for a buy now on Xbox, but there's no bids necessarily coming in either on the ones that are just about ending. So my guess would be they're right around 100-ish thousand, you know, right around 100k, I think is an appropriate guesstimation for where that's gonna be coming out at. Let's go to T-Mac. T-Mac is over 100k on this card that's ending here. It is 4 minutes to go. It's at 133,000. So you gotta figure it's at least 150,000 coin card. Let's look for the next one. And Kawhi Leonard is 108 with 36 seconds to go. So you got to figure that's at most 120K card. Remember, these are really good cards too. And the Kevin Garnett is... none of them have bids on him yet. So I'm going to scroll real quick just to see if there's any that are ended and or that have a buy now price to see that they are going for buy nows. There are none with buy now, so I would assume he's just a hair over the threshold of hitting that 100k range too. So let's move into the invincible cards now. And the invincible cards, we have first one that we find is Manu Bol, and he's got a minute 25 to go with 228,000 coin bid on him. The height, the shooting, he's gonna do real good on pricing. Let's take a look for the next card. See who the next card is that will come up in order here. Mark Eaton will be the next one. And he is a bin. He is a buy now. And he's probably under 100k. Probably under 90k. See an 83k. Still scrolling. 81k. Remember, this card was a little bit lesser though than those endgame cards were. So I didn't expect them to be to the full level price wise either. I saw an 80k card for Mark Eaton. That's a decent card that you can get for really pretty cheap. So the next card we're looking for would be Jonathan Isaac. And he comes in, there's one ending it in 11 minutes. That's at 26,000 coin bid right now. There's a buy now of 67,000. That is the lowest I've seen so far. Let's continue looking. 63K. I believe he would go for right around 60K. Maybe a touch below. Let's just call it 60K though. Let's call it 60K for Jonathan Isaac. And then one more card in this set, and that would be Glenn Rice. 30K buy now. He's a shooter. That's all he is he's a shooter, 30K. And that's like not getting bought, so it's definitely under 20, 27 or 28K, 24K there. He might even be under 20K. 20,000 coins when you pull a Dark Matter. That is end game territory now for sure. Yeah, 20K right there, 20K. 20K card. That is incredible. And the other two cards will be the George Mearson, and he's at about 70k also, so he's not necessarily top of the line card either. He's at about 60k for the Mearson. And the RJ Barrett is coming in at 8k and under 6.5 thousand. I haven't played 2K in quite a while, getting really excited though for 2K24. And I had the Tyler Hero Season 5 Dark Matter, and he actually grades out a little bit worse, but pretty close to the Season 8 RJ Barrett. So that is kind of crazy that that's how that worked out for sure. But the end game cards are 100% what you would be going after in this case. My box is still same price, expensive. Expect it to be expensive. You can go out and buy literally 150k. You get to pick one unauctionable Dark Matter card for 150,000 BC. You know how much money that is? You know how much 150K BC is? Let me tell you. That's $40. $40 for Dark Matter. You've got to be kidding me. That is ridiculous. Absolutely, unbelievably ridiculous. So now we're going to switch over and we're going to start talking about PGA Tour 2K23, whatever they call it. And we're going to talk about that because that's my main game that I have been playing right now. If you watch me on YouTube, you will see that. Check me out at YouTube at GamerMan125, and you will see those. You'll see all that I do. I'm starting to really get into it, and I've been playing a lot on the TGC Tours tournaments. I've actually just started qualifying, and I managed to qualify for a tour. I made it on the second lowest tour, I believe. It might be the lowest. It is the lowest. I'm on the lowest tour, and I don't overly care, to be honest with you. I don't really care. I'm happy to be on a tour, be able to play, and lift up my score. I am on the CCL tour, so not a real high up tour, but we get to play, and we get to have a little fun and try to raise further and further up on the list. And that's all our goal can be, is to raise up on our list. But for the top tour is the Platinum Tour. And let's go over to the Platinum Tour for this past week. The prize purse, which isn't real money, but it's like play money. They're playing Twin Cities Championship, which would be basically the 3M Championship, which would make sense because that was just this weekend, the weekend that we just finished. The winner of the tournament and his world golf ranking was 6, was Alberto Frigo. He shot rounds of 56, 52, 55, and 62, shooting 59 under par. The guy, they actually must have tied. I'm not sure how they do tiebreakers, if it's based on final round or how they decide it, but Chris Rossi also came in at 59 under par, shooting rounds of 54, 54, 54, and 63, with a total of 225 strokes as well. His earnings for the tournament were significantly less than Alberto Frigo's, and it may be based on the world golf ranking as well. Chris Rossi was 11th in the world golf ranking, whereas Frigo was 6th. Frigo took home $1.4 million. That's like career earnings through this site. And Rossi took home $842,000. Then there were two guys at 58 under par, or two people at 58 under par, Kara Santos and John Oram. Both shot very well and were both within the top 20 in the world golf rankings. To round out the top 5, Pierre Staley was at 57 under par and is 10th in the world golf rankings. If we come down through the list here, we look and we see that all these professionals shoot very well. The bottom guy at 101st place, some players did not play, but at 101st, Juan Damian Nebraska shot 23 under par and is ranked 81st in the world. Now we come over to the challenge circuit that I'm on. You come over to the tournament. And then we go down and we look at the results. And the entire field results was only $780,000. And taking first place and taking home $144,000 was Graham Chapman, shooting a 66, 63, 60, and 66. His world golf ranking is 1,773. He will rise up with getting that win. But then you come down and you also see that some people are in the 2000s range for their world golf ranking. And now we'll go over real quick and we'll go to my profile so that we can check out what we all have going on. Sorry. One second. Here we are. So, our current tour, it says, is a CCL. And my world golf ranking is 2514. So, I am way down on the list. But within the past couple of weeks, I have rose actually 903 places, which is really pretty good. When I first signed up back in July 20th, 26th, was my first day of being on this site, on the tour, I was 5,075th. Then, with playing for a bit, I rose up to 3,327, kept playing, and slowly made my way up into the top 2,000, peaking out at 1,925. Then I proceeded to not play for a while and dropped down to 3245 in January of 2022. Then played maybe a tournament, maybe two. Rose up about 100 people in the ranking. And then slowly dropped back down in May of 2022. And it's been relatively a slow roll up to where I am today, where I just got back on the site and started playing again. And I'm now at 2514. And my results are, they've been okay. I used to be on the CCZ, which I don't believe is a tour anymore. And now, actually it is, that's the qualifying, sorry. And I used to be on a different tour. Let me see if I can change years here. Let's go back to 2020. And I was actually on the CCF tour, the way it looks. Yes, I was on the CCF tour. Let me just look at my career for a second here. In 2021, I was on the CCI for 7 events, and I topped 25 3 events, made 5 cuts, and missed 2. I also was on the CCK Tour and played 2 events, topped 25 1, and made both cuts. And then the CCL, I played 6 events, 2 top 10s, 2 top 25s, 4 made cuts, were made cuts, and 2 missed cuts. So I actually did play about 15 events in the 2021 season. In 2020, I played in 1 True Sim Tour event. They're hard. I played in 1 and I missed 1 cut. I also played the CCE Tour 3 events and I made 3 cuts and I made about $15,000 in earnings. And then CCF is 1 event, 1 made cut, and about $5,000 in earnings. So my career total in earnings would net out around be just over $100,000, like $120,000 ish. But that's not real money. That's just like, that's how you figure out your world ranking. and that's pretty much all we got for you today. So we're going to check in again within about a week and talk about this, the previous week's TGC Tours event, and how I played and how we netted out in our tour. And then we will also talk maybe a little bit more if we get more detail on NBA 2K24. We have it pre-ordered and ready to go, and we'll keep you updated in the future on things that come out based on my team. Until next time, guys, just please have fun, keep playing them games, and peace out.